Everyone, welcome to episode 129 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. And if you're into long, drawn-out podcasts like some of mine typically are, you're in luck, or you're out of luck, I guess, because this one is not going to be a long-winded affair. It is rather short and sweet. I am going to sum up the Stride Pro Wrestling Brave the Storm fundraiser event from over the weekend, and I have a very short and sweet interview with Cowboy James Storm from Impact Wrestling. He was the special guest at the Stride show, and there was a little bit of miscommunication as far as doing a podcast interview, and there was talk of doing it in the ring before the show. We ran out of some time, and some other issues popped up, so I grabbed Storm probably about 10 minutes before bell time and knocked it out because he was leaving after the show to head back to St. Louis to catch a flight to head back home. So the interview is rather short, but it's good. We get some good talking points in, and no, before anyone asks, I did not ask him about the time in NXT or WWE, anything like that. We focused on Impact Wrestling, what he's doing today, and his outlook for the future, and he is quite positive that Impact Wrestling is on the right course, and talked a little bit, too, about his leadership role in the locker room. So stay tuned for that coming up in just a couple of minutes. As I mentioned, I'm going to kind of wrap up or run down some of the Stride Pro Wrestling show, because indie wrestling, you know, we've talked before about the importance of indie wrestling. This is a very indie, fan-friendly show, and Stride Pro Wrestling, I am obviously biased too. I am the ring announcer. I do a lot of the social media updates and posting for it. I write blogs for Stride Pro. I do what I can to promote it because many of my friends are involved in this company, and obviously I want it to succeed on their behalf. And I love wrestling. And I, for many, many years, Southern Illinois was missing professional wrestling. And now we have it here, Cape Championship Wrestling across the river in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Some of my friends from Stride are doing that. I'm making friendships over there as well with some of their guys. So it's important because that first foundation of indie wrestling then builds up, and then you will see the superstars in WWE right now. And, you know, quick examples, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, those guys were all indie guys, some of them for many, many, many years, Daniel Bryan too, and then they just climb that ladder. You know, they're not all a part of that machine of WWE from the beginning. They are obviously bringing in more talent to grow themselves, but they also still shop around, if you will, and bring in talent from the indie scene. So it's realistic that perhaps when you go to an indie show in your community, whether it's here in Southern Illinois or beyond, because I know that people around the country are listening, you never know. You may see them one day wrestling for WWE. I, for example, did some announcing for Ian Rotten's IWA Mid-South back 2005. And Evan Bourne was, you know, he wasn't Evan Bourne then, but he was on that card. And so indies are a great place to catch the up-and-comers, the rising stars, and you also get to see some, sometimes, depending on who is putting the show together, you get to see some of the blasts from the past, if you will, or even guys on current rosters. For example, James Storm came and helped this benefit event. Tyrus was supposed to be here, but had something come up where he wasn't able to make it, and luckily, James Storm was so kind and gracious to come. A great guy, by the way. Very easy to talk to, very friendly. So my kudos, my props to James Storm again for taking some time to talk to me. Also, Jerry Travelstead and Josh Plumley, they both wrestled on the show, but they also were instrumental in putting this fundraiser together. And my thanks to them for including me in it because, like I said, I enjoy getting in there and meeting the fans, and there were a lot of fans there, and just meeting the wrestlers and helping them showcase and do what they do best, and that is get in the ring and perform. Lots of great action, as I mentioned. J.D. Wilk, another up-and-comer out of Poplar Bluff, Missouri, he wrestles for us at Stride, but he also is wrestling for Cape Championship Wrestling. This guy has a lot of potential, and I'm looking forward to maybe having him on the podcast in the near future. He wrestled Dexter Roswell, who was last week's guest, episode 128, and he they've had quite a rivalry going on. And during the course of the match, of course, Brian Richard, the bodyguard, interferes, but J.D. Wilk overcame and won the match. Then Sam Hunter, the general manager for Stride Pro Wrestling, decided to throw an opponent at Brian Richard, and that came in the form of Curly, who returned to Stride Pro Wrestling. Haven't seen him since the Redbird Rumble back in November, and he looks great. He, you know, no ring rust at all, got in there and did his thing and ended up beating Brian Richard, much to the delight of the fans. Chris Hargis, who will be a future guest here on My 123 Cents, the podcast, is wrestling in the St. Louis area and beyond. He's been down here in Southern Illinois wrestling and is actually a part of not just Stride Pro Wrestling, but he wrestles, as I mentioned, for some other companies across Southern Illinois, IWA Productions, one of them specifically. And he battled Farmer Billy Hills. Whoever won this match gets to pick a tag team partner to face off against Axe Allwort and Scott Phoenix. They are known as Maximum Overdrive, the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions. That show happening June 3rd back in the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. And Farmer won. So he gets to pick a partner of his, whoever he chooses. He teased the crowd and said he was going to pick me. That is not going to happen, but Farmer will no doubt have a partner and be ready to go. He's had some issues with Axe and with Scott Phoenix in the past and actually teamed up with Hargis against that duo. Came up short in that pairing, so we'll see if Farmer and his new partner can succeed in winning the Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team titles. Jerry Travelstead, as I mentioned, known as T-Dog, he's had an issue with Tony Flood for quite some time, beat Tony Flood for the first Legacy Championship in November, also at the Pinckneyville show. That was a fundraiser benefit show as well. That was a ladder match that was amazing, but they've been going back and forth for quite some time. Jerry picked a partner of his choosing, and that ended up being the Shaniac, Katie Shanefelt. She is a teacher also there at Community Consolidated 204. They faced off against Tony and Alexa Flood, and the teachers prevailed in this matchup, and it was intergender, and, you know, Tony got in there with the Shaniac, Katie, and Jerry got in there and wrestled against Alexa as well, so they put on a great, fine show for it being the Shaniac's first ever wrestling match. She did an outstanding job, and it was a lumberjack match. Teachers from around the area were outside the ring with paddles and whatnot to make sure the Floods didn't try to get away with any funny business. Jay Spade overcame some big odds, beating Red Daniels. Red Daniels weighing in at about 315 pounds, Spade just $150, but he overcame. I called both Red and Jay Spade the chairman of wrestling. They've both been known in the past to use chairs. That was in Friday's Foreign Object Friday blog, so you can check that out at my123cents.com. Daniels tried to use the chair, but it came up and worked against him as Spade did a super kick, knocked Daniels out, and then climbed to the top rope and ended up doing a splash on him and pinned him right there in the middle of the ring, so an outstanding show. Then it came time for Axe Allwort and Scott Phoenix, as I mentioned, Maximum Overdrive, the tag team champions. They were facing Josh Plumley and his mystery partner, who manager Jay Wellington Beauregard thought it was going to be Jerry Travelstead because Jerry and Josh are good friends. Instead, it was Cowboy James Storm, and there was some ass-kicking going on in that matchup. Plumley ended up hitting he's the Stone Cold Plumster. He hit the stunner and ended up pinning Scott Phoenix to a celebration of Mountain Dew in the middle of the ring with James Storm, who I think would have preferred a cold beer, and he'll talk more about that in the interview coming up in just a few minutes. Then it was time for the main event, TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. Heath Hatton defending the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship against Big Roger Mathis, and Roger Mathis has been a guest here on the podcast as well. You can go back into the archives and listen to that. I believe that was episode 126. And Roger Mathis, a huge, intimidating force in the world of professional wrestling, has an MMA fighting background as well. He and Hatton went at it. Hatton came out there ready to go, did a couple of spears off the beginning, and immediately started going for the belt, which was suspended above the ring. In the end, though, Red Daniels and Jay Spade both got involved in this match. an accidental super kick by Spade, I think may have ended up costing Hatton the championship. Though more on that in a blog over at my123cents.com. You can check that out as well. But Roger Mathis, the bottom line, is the new Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. And it'll be interesting to see what happens June 3rd. Be sure to stay tuned to Stride Pro Wrestling on social media and, of course, My123Cents as well on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll have updates about what's going to be happening June 3rd and June 10th, another benefit show, this one happening up in Mount Vernon. Cowboy Bob Orton will be the special guest at that event. So you'll want to definitely check out the first two weekends in June dedicated to Stride Pro Wrestling. I look forward to seeing you guys out there. And if you're from outside the area, come on into town. Check it out. It'll be worth the drive, I promise you. Also, a huge shout out to my buddy Tom Harness. He is a fellow craft beer and a friend of mine who watched wrestling as a kid. And he was on the episode where we recap Cape Championship Wrestling just a couple of weeks ago. And he came and watched the show, took a lot of pictures, posted them on his page. He is a digital marketing guy here in Southern Illinois. Harness Digital Marketing reaches out to people all over the area. But, shout out because he is a great friend and supportive of all my crazy endeavors. So I appreciate him sharing the ride up to Pinckneyville with me. And then we went to St. Nicholas Brewing Company in DuQuoin, Illinois, and had a couple of cold beers after the show. Was hoping to get Cowboy James Storm to go with us, but he, of course, had to catch that flight in St. Louis. So wasn't able to go out and have a beer with him, but my buddy Tom, always there to support my wrestling endeavors. So Tom, thank you, my friend, if you're listening. I'm not sure if you are, but be sure to check out some of the stuff that he's posting too as well. A lot of great pictures from the event, the Brave the Storm fundraiser. So we will be back with Cowboy James Storm right after this.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo! Alrighty, everyone, as promised, I am with James Storm of Impact Wrestling, and he is a special guest here tonight for Stride Pro Wrestling. James, thanks so much for being a part of my 1-2-3 cents.
Hey, no problem at all, man. Thanks for having me.
So talk to me a little bit about how things are going. Impact Wrestling, obviously, make Impact great again. Things are looking really good out there, and you recently even had a chance to capture the heavyweight championship again.
Yeah, I actually said something not too long ago. Not too many people liked it, but then a lot of people liked it, where I said, not one person is going to make Impact great again. It's just not going to happen. It's going to take every guy and girl in the locker room, just like it did in the very beginning, to work together and bust their butts and, never take no for an answer and just do what they want to do and go out there and just do what the talent's been doing all along. That's putting on great shows. Now we got the management to come along with it, so I think everything's looking up for sure.
Is the vibe better in the locker room, morale up with the management?
It's a lot better. And also there's more repercussions for your actions. Before, the cellmates were running the asylum. Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff and everyone are like, no, this is what we want. This is, if you want to do it, fine. If not, hey, you can leave.
Now, you were around when Impact TNA first rolled around. So what have you seen over those, 12, 14 years now that since the beginning and to what we are at today?
Yeah, it's really cool, because, like you said, I was there at the very beginning, with AJ and Samoa Joe and Chris Harris, my old partner, and Bobby Roode and EY and all these guys. I'm starting to see, a new wave of younger guys, just like it was back in the old days, come in and they want to prove themselves, which mm-hmm. is very good for Impact, because we were no names back then at the very beginning. Sure. When we had to prove ourselves to who we were and that was our spot. And that's what these new young guys are doing now. So now you got the old guy, James Storm, trying to keep up with the young guys now.
I would call it a locker room leader. So I'm assuming you're kind of in that position now where guys are looking up to you and asking for advice.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, because, you know, I'm not a great move guy. I don't go out there and do a ton of moves, but I'm a great storyteller in the ring. And that's what I take pride in. And tag team wrestling and speaking on the microphone. So a lot of guys, you know, if they got something they got to say on the mic or whatever, they'll come to ask me, you know, how should I say this? What should I say? Which is, you know, pretty cool.
Now, you mentioned tag team wrestling. Obviously, Chris Harris and Bobby Roode, two of your better-known partners, Beer Money and America's Most Wanted, respectively. What is it? Do you prefer tag team wrestling or do you prefer being out there as a singles?
Oh, I'd much rather do tag team wrestling.
Why is that?
Well, because I don't take as many bumps. I don't fall down as much, you know, and that's, I think that's what's helped me and my body through my career and why I've lasted so long is because I have been in tag teams and my body hasn't taken abuse as a lot of the single wrestlers coming through has. So now I'm kind of getting that second win and, you know, doing the single run.
And what are you looking forward to down the road here with Impact Wrestling? I mean, you mentioned some changes behind the scenes and whatnot. Character-wise, development-wise, what are you looking at?
You know, I'm just looking back, looking to get back to being Cowboy James Storm, you know, the guy that just goes out there and has fun, drink beer, because that's who I am. And outside of the ring, I think that's why it comes across TV as genuine, because, I mean, that's me, plain and simple. And you know, of course, I want to win the world title. And I always tell people, like, the highest rated show that Impact ever had, ever, was when I became world champ.
That's awesome.
You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot.
Yeah, absolutely. toot away. Well, you mentioned drinking beer. What kind of beer do you – are you a craft beer guy or do you prefer traditional?
Beer guy.
Yeah, cold beer,
yeah,
any kind.
Any kind. It doesn't matter. It kind of depends on where I am. I kind of like to drink a lot of the local stuff, too, and just try that out. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you can get Bud Light and Miller Light anywhere. Yeah. But, you know, try a lot of the local beer and, you know, you kind of help out the locals, too. So.
Sure. I do a YouTube channel, we review craft beer, so that's I had to ask if you're just a traditional beer guy or any kind of other beer. Anything else you want to say before we wrap things up? I know you got a big night tonight.
Yeah, no, you know, this is a great cause, and I always say anytime you can go out to help a cause, no matter what it is, you should do it. You know, I wasn't even on the show originally, and last minute they asked me if I wanted to do it, and I was just like, no, I don't want to do it, you know, if it's just a regular wrestling show, because I want to go and spend time with my family and watch my daughter play her games and stuff. And then they told me it was a benefit show for the tornado victims. And I was like, man, I can't pass that up. Yeah. I've had relatives affected by tornadoes and stuff. So, you know, it's pretty cool to be able to come back and just kind of give, you know, even if it's a little bit, at least I gave.
Awesome. Very pleasure to meet you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Nice. All right. Thank you very much. James Storm from Impact Wrestling, everyone. Thanks again for listening.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.